Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Today we're going to begin with probably the oldest recording that we have so far played on the show. Somebody said, can you play something even earlier than you did previously? Previously, I think the oldest recording we played was from the 1920s. This one goes back to 1913, and we're going to take a listen to a couple of early jazz tracks. It's called the Hungarian Rag, recorded in 1913 for the Thomas Edison label. It was recorded on a wax cylinder. It's performed by Conway's band. The track Hungarian Rag was originally a classical composition by Franz Liszt. We will then listen to Anton Dvorak's Going Home, performed by Art Tatum in 1949. Thank you. Art Tatum with Going Home, recorded in 1949, and before that, going back even further, with Conway's Band, recorded in 1913 with Hungarian Rag. We now move to an artist who I only came across about 5 years ago. It's pianist Bill Carruthers. This is from a CD called Swing Sing Songs and features Nicholas Thess on bass and Dre Parlamentres on drums. We're going to listen to the title track, Swing Sing Song. Bill Carruthers and his trio with the title track from the compact disc Swing Sing Song. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. Back in 2001, I was fortunate enough to see live in Beijing at the Beijing International Jazz Festival one of the most predominant figures in Swedish jazz. His name is Lynette Ahlberg. He performed in Beijing two shows at the Great Hall of the People and really brought the house down. The track we will listen to, with arrangements and his own conducting, of the Swedish Radio Jazz Orchestra. I'm not even going to attempt to name the piece in Swedish, because I can't, but the English translation of this track is called Spiral Staircase. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lennart Ahlberg from the compact disc Seven Pieces, featuring the Jazz Orchestra of Swedish Radio, with the title track Spiral Staircase. Another artist who came to Beijing for the first Beijing International Jazz Festival was a musician from Australia by the name of Mark Isaacs. At the time in China, was also hosting a program on the domestic service of China Radio International and invited him along to the studio to record a session at the studios of CRI. Here is one of those sessions that we recorded at Studio 22 in Beijing. The track is called On Reflection, which is also a title of one of Mark Isaacs' CDs. It features Mark Isaac on piano, Adam Armstrong on bass, Hamish Stewart on drums, and Jason Cooney on tenor sax.
Thank you.
The Mark Isaac Group, recorded at the studios of China Radio International when they were on their tour of China and to perform at the Beijing International Jazz Festival, with On Reflection. And we actually had a lot of fun recording about five tracks one evening. And we'll bring some more of these on an upcoming edition of the program. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think, if you have any suggestions or requests, our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Now, on the program, we have played classical pieces performed in a jazz style. That is not so unusual. But what if you take a group that 99.9% of the time performs the works of Bach, Handel, and Beethoven, and say, listen guys, here's a jazz standard. What can you do with it? Interesting combination, right? Well, we're going to do that right now. One of Canada's most predominant classical brass groups is called the Canadian Brass. They have been performing for a number of years now. And in 1999, they released an album called Take the A-Train. Canadian Brass plays the music of Duke Ellington. We'll listen now to one of those tracks called It Don't Mean a Thing. We'll be right back. the Canadian brass, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And I promise that on an upcoming edition, we'll feature another cut from that fantastic CD. To close off the first hour of the program, we're going to listen to Dexter Gordon from an album called The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, featuring Richard Boone on trombone, Martin Banks on trumpet, Dolo Cochner on piano, Charles Green on bass, and Lawrence Marble on drums. The track was recorded October 13th in 1960 and was produced by Julian Cannibal Adderley. The track is called Dolo. Stay tuned because more of this fantastic music, including some popular standards, will be up in the second hour.